TSA employees are still working without pay at Maine's airports. They missed their first paycheck on Friday. TSA workers are deemed essential, so they are continuing to work during the shutdown, and the union that represents them says it's becoming more and more of a burden. Gabriel Pereira with the American Federation of Government Employees District Office for New York and New England says the average TSA officer only makes about $35,000 a year. And he says the legislation promising back pay offers no immediate relief.
Well, that doesn't do anything right now. I mean, if you have to pay your rent and you give your landlord a letter saying, well, you'll get back pay at some point in the future, the landlord is going to laugh at you. Real life doesn't work like that.
He says he's heard about some workers who aren't getting paid and who are thinking about looking for new jobs.
And in some ways, I can completely understand that, because if you're going to a job every day and you're being told you're not going to be paid and we're not sure when this is going to end, and you've got someone sitting in the White House saying that this could go on for months and months, what would you do?
Workers can also apply for unemployment during the shutdown, but they may have to pay it back if and when they receive back pay. Pedrera says upwards of about 50 TSA employees work in Maine. Meanwhile, federal courts in our state are also about to run out of money, but hearings, trials, and new cases will continue during the shutdown. Chief Judge John Levy says that since the shutdown began, the judiciary has taken steps to reduce expenses. It's also been able to use funds on hand and court fees to maintain a regular schedule. But after Friday, January 18th, Levy says the courts won't have any money to pay employees or for other expenses. Federal law does mandate, though, that the courts continue operating, including processing new and pending criminal, civil, and bankruptcy cases.
And so that means that our staff will be working without pay, and to a large degree, or to some degree, I should say, some of our staff will be furloughed.
Levy says court officials are currently identifying which workers are essential and which ones will be furloughed.